This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham says that he hopes his committee will approve Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court by the week of October 26th, setting up a final confirmation vote on the Senate floor 1 week before the November 3rd presidential election. President Trump nominated Barrett on Saturday to replace the late Justice. Mr. Trump's announcement that his committee will hold 4 days of confirmation hearings the week of October 12th, and it would likely take another week to approve the nomination under committee rules. Graham said Barrett had called him and the top Democrat on the committee, California Senator Dianne Feinstein. Graham said he and Barrett had a pleasant conversation, and he congratulated her. Belarusian security forces detained dozens of protesters Sunday as crowds rallied in central Minsk, accusing President Alexander Lukashenko of rigging last month's election. Belarus, a former Soviet republic closely allied with Russia, has been rocked by massive street protests since Lukashenko has claimed of a landslide victory in the August 9th vote. He has denied rigging the election and dismissed opposition accusations of mass arrests and abuses as a Western smear campaign. Police say a right-wing rally and counter-protest in Portland, Oregon, largely dispersed without serious violence Saturday, though they are investigating an assault after one person who was documenting the event was pushed to the ground and kicked in the face. Several hundred people, dozens of them wearing militarized body armor, gathered Saturday afternoon, far fewer than the 10,000 organizers had expected. Organizers described the event as a free speech event to support President Trump and the police. This is VOA News. It's not only in the United States where protests against racial injustice are part of the national conversation. A handful of America's critics took a note as well, using recent months' demonstrations and graphic images of police violence to denounce the country at the United Nations gathering of world leaders this year. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani invoked the killing of George Floyd, the black American man who died after a white police officer in Minneapolis pressed his knee against his neck, even as he repeatedly said he could not breathe. Floyd's death, caught on video, set off nationwide protests in support of black lives. Rouhani said the scene was reminiscent of Iran's own experience and its quest for freedom and liberation from domination, and that Iran instantly recognized the feet kneeling on the neck as the feet of arrogance on the neck of independent nations. Cuba and Venezuela also took jabs at the United States, making specific references to the protest during words delivered to the UN General Assembly. London police have clashed with demonstrators as they broke up a protest in Trafalgar Square against COVID-19 restrictions amid rising tensions over increased limits on everyday life as the government tries to stem a sharp rise in infections. Officers moved into the iconic square after 3 hours of speeches in front of thousands of protesters, waving placards opposing mandatory vaccinations, face mask requirements, and restrictions on civil liberties. Police said they intervened because the demonstrators refused to comply with the very social distancing rules that they were there to protest. Police tweeted that officers removed sound equipment, bottles were thrown, and some officers were injured without providing further details. Several people were seen being led away in handcuffs. North Korea is accusing South Korea of sending ships across the disputed sea boundary to find the body of a man recently killed by North Korean troops. The North Korean Central News Agency on Sunday warned the alleged intrusion would escalate tensions. South Korea said earlier that North Korea sent a message including a rare apology by leader Kim Jong-un over the shooting death of a South Korean government official found on a floating object in North Korean waters. Officials in Seoul say the 47-year-old was likely attempting to defect to North Korea, but little else is known about his motives. South Korea did not immediately respond to the warning, but it said that its Coast Guard ships were looking for that body. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.